This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are live here on Sunday night, kicking off the second hour of tonight's program with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website, and we've got a number of radio affiliates. We want to welcome a new one who's just joining us tonight, apparently, WAMT-AM 1190 News. You know anything about this, Mark?
Is that in Orlando?
I'm not sure, but it popped up on the screen, so I figured I'd give them a welcome. You know, we're the Sunday night crew. We don't host the show every night. Normally, Ian and sometimes Daryl, who does affiliate relations for Free Talk Live, are on the show. They could probably give you the scoop on that, but welcome to WAMTAM. If you've never heard our show before, we're Free Talk Live. We're on every single night of the week, and we are very different than a lot of those shows out there in talk radio land. So if you have questions or something on your mind, Free Talk Live is a show where you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind.
There you go. Yep, WAMT is actually in registered, licensed to Pine Castle, which is just outside of Orlando. So
ooh, really know your radio station.
Well, I really know how to use Google. I knew that there was an Orlando station coming in, and that it's a nice dial position in the AM dial at 1190. I didn't know really much else. So there you go. Anyway, the Mortgage Minute guy realizes that there are organizations and rules that are making it very difficult for people in the world to get in the United States to get mortgages. Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. But he's got some ways around these rules and organizations. In fact, private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government now, and it's working out pretty well. There seems to be a new dawn coming in the mortgage industry, and he's pretty excited about it. So they're honestly, these stated income loans were vilified during the housing crash, but not really the problem. In fact, it was mostly the rules and the government being involved that was the problem. So stated income's back. You can state your income truthfully, obviously, and then get a loan. Rates are great right now, and it's never been easier for you to get a loan. Just give them a call you can call them at 866-288-0088 or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They've got a great website, just revamped everything. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. I'll give you the number one more time, 866-288-0088.
All right. So, one more time, 855-450-3733, our phone number here. That is, of course, the ProXBN toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can also call us on Skype. Our Skype name is lrn.fm. You'll need to send us a contact request if you are not already connected with us, but we've amassed quite a large list of contacts here on Skype, so if you've ever called in on Skype before, chances are we're already connected, but if not, just send us a friend request and we'll go from there. Okay, so Mark, we were talking about this police officer, I guess we had a couple of calls come in, but we were talking about a group of police officers in Atlanta who were doing a no-knock raid, were on a manhunt, thought that there was a person inside of a dwelling. The person wasn't there, but there was a family there who was staying with some friends because their house had burned down. Their baby was there. There was a baby crib, and the police ended up throwing a flashbang grenade into the baby's crib. Horrifically disfigured the baby. It's probably going to die, or he's probably going to die, right, as a baby boy?
I'm not sure whether he's going to die or not. But
he's in a medically induced coma. Right?
It ain't great.
Paralyzed. This doesn't look good.
Yeah, that was the condition. That was the condition when this article was written. I don't know the specifics on the child right now. This was written on Thursday. But I do know that there's, what I thought the relevant sort of update is today, there's another article out, this one from Reason.com, where the sheriff of the county has asked that people pray for us, meaning the sheriff. And, I think that it's interesting what he says here. He's insisted that his officers and those of the local police department did nothing wrong and blamed the target of the warrant, who wasn't in the house, for the raid. And for the attack and the subsequent damaging of the toddler here. And this is kind of interesting, right? Like, you don't have to do good police work to find, because people are going to be on the run, and whatever you do along the way, no matter how bumbling and moronic what it is that you're just absolved of any responsibility, apparently. Now, this is the problem with sort of the litigious society. These parents are going to sue these police departments, and they should sue them. But these police officers aren't going to pay any price. This sheriff isn't going to pay any price. The fact that he signed off on this raid, if
it's
he signed off on
the
raid.
Part of their job. They have immunity from that kind of
Yeah, I mean, even if they get suspended, it's with pay. You know,
oftentimes.
So what's that?
A lot of times if they get fired, they'll get their job back with the back pay after we find, you know, we find these out things out every once in a while.
They get a job in another county and then maybe they have double retirement.
It can happen.
Yeah, that's happened before. I mean, and as far as criminal charges, you know, it's unlikely that they would ever be filed. But if they were, there's a demonstrated double standard, you know, for police officers who commit crimes, frankly, like this, who hurt people, who really injure and harm people and damage property and kill people even. They don't get the same treatment as far as jail time or whatever as the rest of us do.
Well, oftentimes, you know, even the process that gets them to jail is the worst part of this, is because it's just the conviction, the accusation to conviction ratio for police officers is significantly different than the accusation to conviction ratio of people in the public.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense, though, because they're all working for the same team, you know, the police officers probably know the judges. They know all the bailiffs. Anyone who's going to interact with them in that journey, you know, from accusation to trial to whatever, is somebody that they know. So, of course, they're going to get treated differently.
It seems like the one area...
Or at least they have some empathy or connection to them because they've worked for the government in the law enforcement branch.
The one area where this doesn't hold true for police is sort of sex crimes. You know, if a police officer commits a sex crime, then oftentimes this protection just falls apart. But it, not always, mind you.
You think?
Yeah,
I mean,
Hawaii, right? Wasn't it in Hawaii with prostitutes? Police officers were the only ones that could actually sleep with prostitutes.
That's the law. And the idea is that, well, now we know for sure they're prostitutes.
Yeah.
You know, geez.
Just checking.
They weren't just kidding. They weren't just going to take the money and run.
Wait, yeah, but I mean, I'm trying to think of some other examples because I've never actually thought about this. So it's an interesting idea to explore about police and sex crimes. There was a judge that got caught masturbating at the bench. Did you remember that?
I don't remember that story, but we've talked about so many of these weird things.
Yeah, as I understand it, like, he was pretty well protected. Like, I don't think I think there were a lot of embarrassing stories written about him on the internet, but not as I could be wrong.
There was a
police
officer fired for mowing his lawn in his underwear.
Right. That wasn't even, like, sexual.
And I'd be like, what in the world? Why would you fire somebody for mowing their lawn in their underwear? I mean, you know, many of the shorts that people wear... I mean, the fact that it has a fly on it, is that the issue? I mean, you know, if he was out there in a pair of bike shorts or little hot pants or whatever mowing his lawn, so what? No one would say anything. But it's the fabric out of which they're made. It's the manufacturer's name. I mean, why is it that it matters?
It sounds like that in that case, probably they wanted to get him for some. They had some other reason for wanting to
fire
him.
That's an explanation. I don't know if it's true. It could be.
All I can think about is just the fact that a flashbang was used. I can't help it, but like I'm just like getting literal memories of Afghanistan, you know, and just the idea that somehow it really shows how much of a sham laws are, because somehow in America things are so bad that you have to use military grade weaponry here. All those laws and all those freedoms you have, blah, 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 or whatever, or America's so great that you have to use that kind of stuff in this country. That's crazy.
It does. It seems very odd. I mean, you know, if this is a nonviolent offender, I mean, we're not talking about armed and dangerous. That's a designation that's sort of gone away in modern parlance, criminal justice parlance. You don't talk about armed and dangerous anymore, because I'm sure police officers have been shot by people who are not designated armed and dangerous, and maybe that's why. But you'd think that they could watch the front door, watch the back door, send somebody up to knock and say, hey,
is
John here?
Yeah, I mean, and then people would just say, well, police work is hell or war is hell. Well, guess what? Hell is something to be avoided at all costs. What are you doing trying to say that it's okay?
Oof. 855-450-3733, the toll-free Next Pro XPN call online. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. Stephanie here tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733 is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line where you can get in touch with us about anything that's on your mind tonight. Coming up, we're going to have A discussion of what happens when the EU mandates Google that they have to take down things on the Internet that people don't like being up on the Internet about themselves. What happened in the first day that this ruling went into effect? But first, a word from our sponsors.
Yeah, and I think actually this sponsor here is one you want to listen to and jump on if you're concerned about what that story is going to be about with Google in the EU. And it's ProXPN.
Oh, okay? Yes, definitely.
And what ProXPN is, it's a VPN, a virtual private network. But what a VPN is, it's a service that allows you, you install some software, you install an app on your computer, on your tablet, on your smartphone, you take your pick. Okay, iOS, Android, Linux, OS X, Windows. You put that on there, and every single bit of communication that goes out, every data packet, every piece of metadata that goes out from your computer, doesn't matter what piece of software you're sending it from, on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, is going to get encrypted with the finest, really some of the finest encryption we have on the planet.
Right, because normally when you browse the web or whatever, check your email, enter passwords and stuff like that, the information that has to go from your computer to your ISP, internet service provider, and then they, you know, then you can go places online. But that means that your ISP knows exactly what you're looking at.
Sure.
Online.
Or not just your ISP, anyone. It's out in the open. It's out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It, for anyone with the means and the tools to get use of. And that means also if it goes to the ISP, if your employer or some other bad actor group, whatever it may be.
Your employer or some other bad person.
Yeah. you know, if they can request, hey, I want their data. And they can hand it over unless you're using ProXPN.
And what I love about ProXPN personally is the ease of use. It's easy to use.
It is.
It really just takes, you know, click. It'll come on when the computer comes on, and you don't have to worry about it. If I put the computer to sleep or change a location, I just have to click connect again, and then I'm back online and back in business. But other than that, I don't have to do anything. My YouTube videos come through. I'm able to watch those at speed, and, you know, it's just not a problem.
Yeah, and you'll get a nice, especially on the computer, on the desktop, you'll get a nice little green light saying, hey, you're good. You're good to go. You want to use this, and the ease of use is important because I know I'm a tech guy. I've been using VPNs for years. I used to build my own certificate files, my own PEM files. It was such a pain in the butt. None of that exists with ProXPN. This is world-class stuff here. Uses OpenVPN. I can't recommend it higher. Use code FTL20, get 20% off, or you can use Bitcoin. Yes, they support Liberty. They support the Bitcoin community. You can use Bitcoin and get an even greater discount. Okay? Go to proxpn.com/FTL.
All right, thank you. You can say, we told you. We told you about ProXPN. Let's go to the phones and talk to Habu, listening in Wisconsin. Habu, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello to you, and thank you for the opportunity. I don't know even if it's germane to bring this up, but what I was going to talk about was last night the two male hosts were talking about this parent who apparently has been fined or reprimanded by the authorities for making his son, a 7 or 8 year old son, walk from school.
Walk home.
Yeah, so that was on the show last night, and if you missed that show and you want to listen to it, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, and it'll be right up at the top of there.
Yeah, I did listen to it, but I didn't have a chance to kind of chime in, and if it's too late to do that, that's fine.
Please. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, let me just say this. I really embrace the whole notion of liberty and what it is that sets America so different from many other parts of the world, and that's one of the reasons I came here, where I thought I could finally, you know, rest my legs and not worry about the police, you know.
Where did you come from?
As a young person, I grew up in East Africa, in Kenya. And it was paradise, you know, weather-wise, this, that, the other. But there were other things there was no kind of accountability or what have you. And increasingly, it seems like this is what we have become here. But that aside, let me just go. So from that standpoint, this is what I really embrace. You know, I thought the guys who were talking about it were a little flip when they were saying, well, you know, the parent has the ultimate right. Of course they do. But we don't know exactly what kind of roadway the young kid had to go through. And you know, it seems like it's almost like getting into a pissing match, if I can use that term. I mean, nobody wins. It's better to wait until home where there's a more controlled kind of situation. And what I'm trying to say is I think the parent erred. Had the, you know, and, you know, somebody else actually took that kid to a police. Now, had that happened, had that person gone in another direction or overpowered the kid, I mean, this would be on the conscience of the parent. So, you know, while I'm fully, I embrace and endorse the right of the parent to discipline their children, this, I thought, was not the wisest choice made by the parent. There was too much of a risk for the child being injured or something really terrible happening to the child. That's all the point I want to make.
So I was on last night's show. I'm one of the flip guys. And I, at the end of the show, came to the same conclusion, that I don't think that this was a good punishment meted out by the parent. However, I don't know the best solution, because when one turns over the ultimate authority, and what is ultimate authority? I don't even know if there is such a thing. But when one turns over the authority to the state, to police officers, you get a situation where a guy says, you know, makes his son walk home a mile, which isn't that far, and the police then charge him, and he gets a $200 fine, which goes to the government for no good reason at all, and he gets a year's probation. And on that probation, anything could happen. Plenty of people in probation have violated probation. Most people in probation violate probation. And that means he goes to jail, and then the family's that much worse off. It's like the government has no tools for making this better.
Yeah, but I don't know if Habu's saying that the government should have gotten involved. He just said that the punishment was no good, right, Habu?
Yeah, well, I think he's making the point that it should have been done at home. You know, and
yeah.
is that what you're saying, Habu?
Yeah, I mean, in a more controlled kind of situation, whether at home or, you know, in a place where the downside to affecting the kid was minimal, you know, meaning, you know, somebody could not have run over their child or abducted it or shot at it, or, you know, there are so many things that can happen. And so it was the wrong place and wrong time for the parent to kind of, you know, get into this kind of almost like a child, you know, playing in a childish behavior with this child. And, you know, the child was just too precious to put that child on the line just to save one's face, I think. But anyway, but you know, let me just go a little further beyond what you said.
Yeah, 20 seconds left.
While I agree with you, you know, you do read some really horror stories where parents have chained up kids and what have you. And, you know, in cases like that, I think the state does need to get involved, really, because this is bordering on sadism.
Thank you for the call, Habu. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. And you can call in at 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. Bring up anything that's on your mind.
Hey, if you want to get some Bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. Right now, Bitcoins have been on a sort of a bull run. A lot of people getting in, I assume, because they're certainly buying. They were at a high of 683 today. I remember maybe it was a week ago they were at 420.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a big difference between $420 and $683 as far as value goes.
But hey, regardless of what they're worth right now, if you get it, you can get discounts at websites like ProXPN.
Indeed.
You're going to save money either way.
The thing I love about Bitcoin is that I have a calm assurance that they're going to be worth a great deal in the future because of their utility. The fact that you can send and receive money around the world with no fees or virtually no fees, depending on the situation, the provider that you use. Oftentimes I use one that charges me a small fee for sending, and I don't mind. I mean, it's like pennies. It's not like the $50 that Western Union would. And then there's websites. So currently today, you can send money to somebody, and if they can get an internet connection, North Korea, fine, that's awesome. But if they can't spend it, then they have to turn it into North Korean, I don't know what they've got over there, rocks or stones that they use for money. But you've got to transfer.
I don't know what they got over there either.
You've got to transfer it into whatever the native currency is. But every day, new websites are taking bitcoins themselves.
Yeah.
And as it becomes more useful as a currency, not just as a money transmitting system, that's going to – it drives up the value. The utility drives the value in this circumstance, and there's a lot of infrastructure behind bitcoins. That's why I believe that bitcoins are going to be worth a great deal. I think it was Max – is it Max Kaiser that it predicted between $100,000 and $1 million per bitcoin?
That is accurate.
Yeah. Now, I'm not – I don't know. I wouldn't claim to know, but – at the same time, there's only 21 million bitcoins, and maybe fewer than that on the possible. If you're multiplying that out towards every human in the world, $1 million isn't too much. I don't know if Bitcoin is going to be the only currency in the world.
Well, I want to make that comment just real fast, because a good reason to get bitcoins is that I don't necessarily believe bitcoins will be the future of money, but I guarantee you it will be the easiest way to get whatever is the future of money. So get Bitcoin.
There you go. So go to cashintocoins.com. It's easy, safe, fast, completely legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. I have done a great deal of business with Cash Into Coins and will continue to do it because they make it easy for you. You can go use a money order, a check, or wire transfer to get Bitcoins. They've got great rates. If you buy, if you have an order under $40, it's free. They want you to just try it out. They're that evangelical about Bitcoins. They love Bitcoins like I love Bitcoins. And that's why I love cashintocoins.com. Go get your Bitcoins there, cashintocoins.com.
All right. You know, we teased this article from that Brian had brought in for show prep about Google and how recently in the EU there was some kind of ruling that said that Google has to take down search results if people request them to be taken down. Is that basically what it said, Brian?
Yeah, that's the gist of it. And the EU is just notorious for, you know, forcing themselves upon, software companies and, tech companies in general. Like in over the past, 15 years, Microsoft has had to make specific versions of Windows for countries in the EU. For a very long time anyway. Mm-hmm. And because they were saying that, oh, this is antitrust if you have Internet Explorer built into it.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting issue in itself, but, I mean, does this affect the whole world, basically? Like, if someone in the EU requests for Google to take down something nasty on the Internet that's written about me, is it taken down everywhere? Or if you jumped on a VPN to make it look like you were connecting from the U.S., could you see that link that was taken down?
Yeah, well, I want to read into this article, but apparently, and this article states this, apparently it'll only get taken down in the EU. So, and this is an important fact of the whole thing, is that, look,
it's pointless, because people will just use a VPN, Pro XPN.
And then you get around it anyway. And this will just make VPN services a lot bigger in Europe, and Pro XPN's one of the biggest in the world, so they're going to be jumping on that, absolutely. But this is the thing that a lot of people are confused about, at least I think, because they'd realize the fruitlessness of this, is that, look, the website that you want searched, the post you made that you want searched, or, that you want removed from search, or the image, it's still on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's just you can't necessarily find it through Google. But guess what, folks? You've got Bing, DuckDuckGo, which uses the back end of Bing. There's other search engines out there.
So but if they made the ruling on Google, then the rest of these search engines have to follow suit. So there's basically going to be a European Internet and a real Internet. There's a happy, fluffy, silly European Internet and then a real Internet where people who say and do dumb crap are held responsible for it for the rest of their lives, I guess.
Well, that's not always the case. I mean, people can put untrue stuff up out there. But, I mean, there's a Chinese Internet, too. There's an Australian Internet, too, and those are some of the places.
The Australian world. Internet says that, that women with flat chests look too much like little girls.
Yeah, and all the porn they have, large
boobs. Oh, boy.
It's a very important government function, legislating. Yeah. Size of boobs in porn. But anyway, Brian, so, okay, that was going to be my question, too, Mark. So does it just affect Europe, or does it affect the whole world? And, I was thinking of sometimes towns will basically they want to basically make a law that only affects Walmart or Target or like a big a so-called big box store. And so they do it, and it like technically it applies to all stores, but really it only affects Walmart. And mm-hmm. so this ruling is not specific to Google in that way, right? It affects all the search engines.
Well, it's specifically against Google at the moment, but of course, you know, I guess it would just end up getting applied all the way across the board eventually.
But nobody uses Bing. But, so
well, that would be the answer, right? Is that nobody uses Bing.
Right.
So, but I'd be interested in reading this because it's amazing how many people actually wanted to take action.
Please
on
do,
it.
Yes.
So it's been less than, this is from Mashable that I'm reading. It's been less than 48 hours since Google launched its online tool that allows people in the European Union to request to be forgotten, quote unquote, from search results. And the company has already received 12,000 requests, according to a new report, within 2 days.
Right, and this is just so silly. Google is supposed to alter the internet, essentially, for people who ask for it. It's bizarre.
Yeah. The requests are in response to European Court of Justice ruling earlier this month that found EU citizens have a right to be forgotten online and that Google must remove links to search results that can damage a person's reputation.
So does that mean that they have to actually look, every time they get a takedown request, they have to actually look at it, verify that the person it's about is the one who's requesting to take it down and that it's damaging to their character? Like, or they, can they just do it? Will they just do it automatically?
Oh, and what if it's true or not true? There's a, that
right. You know, are they going to be fact checking now? I mean,
this is the irresponsible part of this whole ruling. Is like who, what, how are we supposed to implement this?
Yeah.
Where's the budget for the implementation of this silly rule that you've just handed down, judges?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure on the actual what the law specifically states, and because it's not a short one, you know, it's another book sized law as to what exactly Google has to do. As far as I understand it, Google, there is a forget add-on, essentially, and I think you have to have a Google ID, thus a Google Plus account, to be able to access it. So that's one way of identifying. That's as good a way as Google can identify anybody, generally. Yes, they can have all your metadata and they can narrow you down or whatever, but as far as something that doesn't require a whole lot of work out of their algorithm, having a Google Plus ID is the best way for this to work. So, but they're getting these, according to Reuters, they're getting these requests at about 20 per minute.
I don't know. Wow. I mean, how many staff members should Google be responsible for hiring to take care of these things? How quickly do they have to act on them? If they have one guy who completes one person per day, is that sufficient? Or do they have to hire a team of 1,200 people, pay them whatever they've got to pay people in the European Union to do whatever, and just work on these people's make work programs?
And what impact is this going to have? I'm curious to ask you guys when we in just moments here. Have you ever had a potential date or an employer Google you and not hire you or not date you based on what they found?
Yes.
Or what about you out there? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Tell us your stories.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with pure Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the six most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 6 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-2945. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-2945. 1-800-514-2945.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. With you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And hey, Free Talk Live is not just a radio show. It can be a TV show, a relatively boring TV show.
No car chases.
You know, we move our hands, we make interesting faces, we sometimes roll our eyes here on the show. And if you want to watch that, and actually probably more importantly, if you want to be able to chat with other listeners who are also watching the show,
it's a nice feature.
You can visit cam.freetalklive.com and watch the studio cam, also get access to the chat room.
And you can even catch it later on YouTube.
Oh, right. Yeah, we do actually archive the shows now on YouTube. So.
And people watch them.
I'm horrified. I'm glad I don't read YouTube comments, but
ooh, boy.
it's not necessarily known for being the friendliest.
That's right.
Place
Google
on the internet.
Will remove that for you.
Well, we're going to talk about that here in moments. I've got some more questions, including want to follow up with you guys about whether you've ever been Googled and had negative consequences come from that. But first, we do have a call on the lines at, by the way, at 855-450-3733, which is the ProXBN toll-free call in line. You can call if you have something you want to bring up on the show. But first, we go to Kickstart. He's actually calling from the FTL chat room. He's listening on the internet. Welcome, Kickstart. What's on your mind?
Hi, Stephanie, Brian, Mark. Glad to be calling in, and really glad for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Right,
nice to hear your voice. I've corresponded with you by email, but I'm not sure if we've ever talked on the phone.
Yes. I've been frustrated with this flashbang baby story. And, you know, I've been talking about it for the past couple of days with friends, family, anyone who will listen, basically. And, you know, I was chatting about it in the chat room, spent about 20 minutes trying to tone down my views a little bit. And there are a few others that agree with my sentiments that I'm about to say. You know, I don't like the monopoly on force by the government, but I also kind of wonder if it's, you know, in the realm of a good idea to put the monopoly of force to not be one. So, you know, put the use of force back into the hands of people to deliver justice for this blown up baby. I mean, what can we do now to shame the cops to end no-knock raids? You know, that's really what I want to get at. And, you know, I also want to know what your thoughts are on whether or not this is a case where people really should go to the extreme of considering vigilante justice. Now, I'm going to hang up now because I want to listen to your response.
You don't have to. We can have a conversation about it, but...
It's up to you.
Yep. I think, do you have thoughts on it, Mark?
Yeah, sure. I you know, I'd love
Thanks
to see...
Thanks, Kickstarter, for the call, by the way.
Yep. I'd love to see the historical evidence that vigilante justice works any better than shaming works. I think that we have the shaming mechanisms now with social media far more than we had in the past, and it's working. It's making its way around. Every one of these stories that goes around convinces another few people out there that, maybe we don't just assume that every time somebody who's got a government, who's got a flag on their shoulder, does something, that it's the right, just, and pure thing.
And it may convince some of those people are cops, and they say, wow, well, if I don't think about my actions before I do this, I could be facing a PR nightmare like this in the future, or a dead baby, potentially. And, I do think that works, Mark. It's not going to bring back the baby. It's not going to give him back his life. If he survives, he probably won't. But even if he does, he's going to have a difficult life. It's not going to bring back the baby, but neither will vigilante justice.
It won't.
It won't, and it will also probably create something that, you know, can be spun off and exploited as, see, this is why we need the cops. This is why we need to give them the power to crush uprisings, because they...
And remember, every story, no one's going to... If there's this... Okay, so let's say that we somehow convince... We advocate for vigilante justice and somehow convince somebody who's listening to us to, go out and sneakily shoot one of these cops that did this. I'm not advocating for any of this.
Neither am I. Let's make that abundantly clear. Yeah.
But if such a thing did occur... You would get the corresponding news media story that then would be like, you know, here's the weeping wife, here's the weeping child, and, you know, the whole thing. It just turns it around and gives the sympathy back towards the perpetrators. And I think what we need to do is this is a societal problem. This isn't the police that are doing this. This isn't the police chief. This isn't the sheriff. This isn't the politicians. This is every single one the majority of us that just don't care. People that would rather read People magazine or Us magazine or the sports page or whatever, that are so tuned out that they don't know what's going on in their world. I'm not saying they're morally culpable for this. I'm saying that this is the result. When you turn over responsibility for security in your community to an organization that has no responsibility for their action, or at the least, very little responsibility, with qualified immunity, here's a surprise, people. Flashbang grenades are going to go off in babies' faces. That's what's going to happen. This is the natural result of not taking responsibility for this. You can't turn something over to a monopoly and expect good customer service. It doesn't happen. The marketplace doesn't do this, and the police are a monopoly, or a near monopoly. They're at least a cartelized force.
And through social media, like you mentioned, that message is getting out. And that's very... valuable. I mean, it's nothing should have to cost a baby's life or a person's life at all, but people are at least finding out about it. And I think you're right, Mark, that the average person now is going to be more aware of things like this happening. I mean, I actually hate to talk about this stuff. It's very depressing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel powerless to do anything about it, because we can't do anything about it. It already happened. This baby is hurt, and thousands of other incidents like this are going to happen in the future. And really, all we can do, or the best thing that we can do, I think, is talk about it and let people know about it, so that hopefully it can be prevented.
It's a worse, this is like the worst thing that could happen, you know, in this situation. No doubt about that. And these people, especially to say you need to pray for the police officers, for the SWAT team guys, is horrendous.
The hubris, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what the sheriff says. Yeah.
Anything.
Now, what the community needs to do. Okay, or what I would want the community to do, what I would want, say I was the father to this kid, I wouldn't want justice done by the butt of a gun, or not by the butt, but, you know, by the bullet, whatever. I would want this guy to lose his job, but he has a job elsewhere, and I want 75% or maybe 80%, pick the percentage, of everything he makes going into my kid's bank account for the rest of his life. See, and something like, I want reparations. This person ending, getting that person's life ended, does nothing. You know, I mean, it really costs nothing. Yeah.
The thing is that, you know, so sharing on social media is nearly costless. You're going through your social media feed, you see something that makes you happy, see something that makes you inspired, see something that makes you chuckle, you see something that makes you upset, right? Like, this is the experience of people going through social media. Okay, so the share, the like, the comment, these things are nearly costless. Comments, in my opinion, are costly, and I don't generally participate in them, but if I do, I often regret it.
They cost you time.
Yeah, yeah, but and you get nothing in return.
Yep. Nobody's mind gets changed, that's for sure.
Rarely the case, but you can say is that it drives up the visibility of the post, and then maybe it'll get seen by more people. So anyway, the share or the, you know, and I think that's the best thing you can do in this circumstance is just share. Just share it with your friends. Show the story to more people. And that's nearly costless. Whereas going out and being a proficient shot with a sniper rifle, skulking about, in the dark of night for days and days until you get the opportunity to take that one deadly shot. The fact that you have to separate yourself from your family and friends because they're going to wonder where you are and why you have grease paint on your face. And all these things that are sort of the necessity if you're going to do vigilante justice. It's just not. There's not going to be the pitchforks and torches. You're not going to get a bunch of people behind you. Hey, let's go. Go to the police station and stop this crap. That's not going to happen. And you're not going to. Even if you get a small band, if you try to get them to do something, they're going to snitch on you. If you try to do it as one person and you actually have a life, you're never going to be able to do it. If you don't have a life, you are probably already going to do it anyway. So I don't, you know, there's no conversation to have around just a vigilante justice.
No, it's not restorative, and that's all that really matters with any wrongdoing being done upon another is there has to be restoration for what happened. And
I'm just saying it's impractical.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a battle that is never going to end and that we're like the people, quote unquote, are never going to win either because the government always has more and bigger weapons. They have unlimited resources on their side, virtually unlimited, to crush you with. And so fighting a violent battle against the government isn't going to work. So, you know, and it may actually backfire and do worse. It's a terrible situation all around, and I wish we had better answers. I wish it never happened in the first place. But, you know, important.
Talking
to talk
about it's
it.
The only answer I've gotten. It's, yeah. So far it's working. Things are changing.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition. I want to talk about being Googled coming up here in moments.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.